Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Welcome to The Big Party Show.
Hello.
Hello, matey. All right, bigpartyshow.com. Make sure you go there and get your merch. Also, you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com and message us as well. It's 402-915-0962. Make sure you rate, review, follow, and do all that fun stuff if you want to keep seeing and listening to our beautiful podcast.
And don't forget to check out the website.
Yes.
Bigparty.com.
Big Party Show.
You want to... Bigpartyshow.com. My God. Hello. How early is it for me? Apparently very early.
Yeah.
And the hair haters are going to have a blast today.
Yeah. Check out the website, bigpartyshow.com. Yeah.
Bigpartyshow.com. Thanks to Bythewood Creative for creating this amazing site for us. They've been around since 2015, and they do all sorts of stuff around town. Omaha events and brands. Some, you know, like Omaha Whiskey Fest, which is coming up in October. They also do stuff for the Cottonwood Hotel events. So it's tailored solutions built specifically for each client. It's like an agency without the agency price tag.
Okay. Yeah. And by the way, we will be giving away tickets to Whiskey Fest. That's going to be coming up. Yeah.
So if you want to check them out, bythewoodcreative.com.
Okay. All right. We got a great email here from Carrie and Chris. Here it is. It says, we nominated ourselves for Employee of the Month. There's no such thing at our school, but we deserve it. Over 59 years experience right here. Keep up the good work. We love listening. And so, yeah, here it is right here.
Oh, they, my gosh.
Look at that. They're posed and they're wearing Employee of the Month, Big Party Show shirts. So they,
I love it.
They did it. They did what we've been saying. It's like, why wait for someone to give you those accolades? Why just create it yourself?
I mean, seriously, get out there and do it. You can be your own Employee of the Month. My husband loves to just remind us every once in a while. He'll just be like, I'll be like, are you really wearing your Employee of the Month t-shirt around the house? He's like, I mean, when you're Employee of the Month one day, Molly, you'll understand.
You'll understand, yeah. So you can manifest it as well, and that's kind of what Carrie and Chris did. I know they don't have it at their school, and thanks for doing what you guys do in the school. But yeah, they both are Employee of the Month.
Self-nominated.
I love it, yeah, yeah. Hey, don't be—
I can't, maybe, I mean, that's the thing, is that we've talked about the fact that, like, I am unable to nominate myself and get my own t-shirt. Because it's like stolen valor from the show.
No, not true. You can do whatever you like. Mm. But it's not going to be the countdown of just because you wear the shirt doesn't mean you're going to get a plaque.
Doesn't mean I got it.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. But you can still get the shirt. You can get the shirt like everybody else is getting it. You know, I love
buy it for myself.
I absolutely love it. All right, so we're going to motivate a little bit today. I'll start off with the with some motivation, like we do, because we're going to be kicking into the weekend.
It's going to be scary at all. Just drink lots of water, get lots of sleeps, run around like crazy once in a while, get your energies out, eat food you like, and you'll be okay.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Show that again. Show that again.
People love Mayo Man, by the way.
That was terrifying.
Yeah. It's going to be scary at all. Just drink lots of water, get lots of sleeps, run around like crazy once in a while, get your energies out, eat food you like, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
I broke my own rule and gave Murray some human food today.
Oh, did you really? I think you should be giving him human food anyway.
He's the thing. There was leftover apple cider donut from breakfast this morning, and I gave him some, and he's like, more.
Yes.
Like, but I'm like, why do you like apple cider donut? You're a cat. And he's just like all about it. He used to steal like banana bread from my desk.
Okay.
Like if I left him in the room when we were like doing the show, and I would come back and it would be gone because he'd have pulled it onto the floor and was like eating it.
Really?
I had to like hide it or like put it up high if I were leaving the studio, and him, he could not be trusted with banana bread.
I mean, we don't give our dogs a lot of human food. We give them what you call toppers on their food, you know, a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And when Remy, the little one, went to the vet, they said she weighed 71 pounds, which is about 10 pounds more than she needs to be. Right. And tequila.
Oh, so she's fluffy.
Yeah, she's not just fluffy. She's solid. She looks like a Twinkie with legs. She just looks like a big round thing. Right. So everyone's telling me. So I just dropped them off at Katie's kennel. They take care of them sometimes. And Katie told me it's okay to give her one cup in the morning, one cup in the afternoon, just throw some beans or something on it. And I'm like, okay. I'll start doing that more.
Beans.
Like green beans, just to get them to eat, you know, to fill. Because that food, I'm imagining I've never eaten dog food, right? I'm imagining when you get it in you, it just puffs you out, right? I don't know.
I guess, but I just, will they eat green beans?
Yes, my dogs, yeah. So what we do is we cook turkey, super lean turkey, and we just sprinkle a little bit on top.
Ground turkey?
Yeah, ground turkey.
That doesn't seem like it would pack on the pounds. Ground turkey is really good.
I know. That's why I'm down to one cup in the morning, one cup at dinner with a little bit of that turkey, as opposed to to make it simple, I cut 20% of her food so we can get
is
her
she
down.
Mad?
No,
has she noticed?
I don't think she's noticed. I don't know. She just.
Oh, you'll find out.
I think I will find out. All right.
Do you have to feed them separately?
No, they're good about that.
She's going to start stealing food.
No, tequila won't let that happen. They sit right next to each other and eat, and they do not.
Well, that's before the diet got into place. Because is tequila on a diet too?
No, but she should be, because she's about 8 pounds heavier. I think the last weigh on her is like 98 pounds or something like that. They want her down
to
90.
These dogs are big.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, tequila, I can see it because she's a big golden doodle, right? And they told us in the beginning when we got her, she was the size of a phone, that she was going to get to about 100 pounds. I'm like, no way. And now she's massive. So I can see the weight on that, but I can't
see.
But Remy's little. So she looks fat.
Oh my God, yes. You've got fat pets. You're fat shaming your pets.
I mean,
they're going to get eating disorders. You're going to give them body images.
I took Remy into, to get her, you know, they get groomed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know how to take it, but the lady asked me, she goes, "Do you ever walk your dog?"
You're like, how dare you? Do I look like I walk my dog? They say that animals sometimes resemble their owners. You're like, look at me. Do we look like an exercise family? I like toppers on my food too.
I do, called fudge.
All sorts of toppers. Cheese.
Gravy.
Hot fudge. Butter.
Anyway, yeah, so I'm fat shaming the girls.
How dare you?
You know, what do you do? I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I think you should give Murray, your cat, a little bit more of human food, because he's not going to live forever.
That's his relationship with Peter. That's their special love language. Okay. Peter is the one that feeds him. But it's gotten to the point where, you know how animals – like you can't say walk because all of a sudden they'll freak out and they know.
Yes.
So in our house, what it is the minute you rip off a paper towel, Murray comes running because Peter feeds him off of a paper towel. He'll put a paper towel down on the ground and put the meat there on it. So whenever he hears a paper towel, it's like ringing the dinner bell. He's like, oh, I'm like, oh, wow. No, I'm just cleaning.
Cleaning something. See, my dogs,
he's like, well, I heard a paper towel, and we all know what that means.
They know, what do they know? Oh, they know all food-related words, Molly. This is sad now.
Oh, really?
They know bone, right?
Oh, uh-huh.
They know eggs. So we can't say eggs We have to.
Well, maybe that's the thing. You give them these hard boiled eggs. That's going to put on the pounds.
Every now and then. That's not a, that's a weekend thing for the most part. And they only get, you know, they each get one egg that's all cut up and stuff like that. They know eat.
My dogs, I bet they do. That's why they're on diets. They know eat. They learned from the master.
And I don't give them treats. I don't give them stuff. Wylene does. She has created that. So whenever she would eat eggs, right, in the morning, she would eat her eggs and leave two pieces for the dogs. Okay. So they really know eat and they know eggs.
She's an enabler.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't do so as much like that at all. But yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. How embarrassing is that? Now I know why they're overweight. They know only.
They're like, feed me now. I want my eggs.
They don't even know the word walk.
They never hear that word. I could say it all day long. I don't even have to spell it. Walk, 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 walk. Never freak out. Eggs, on the other hand.
Yes. Yes. And eat.
Watch out.
Food. Oh, my God. Wow. New human today.
Seriously,
that.
You're finding out all sorts of stuff about your dogs. What are they going to do?
Oh, my God. All right,
I'm telling you.
Let's talk Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. What the heck, man? That's pretty nutty.
So some fun updates. Okay. I mean, I'm sure everybody's been tracking along. It's impossible. It's everywhere.
Sure.
Like Page Six at the New York Post has, it's called Page Swift now.
Is
on account
really?
Of the fact that they've got like so much. Yeah.
Okay.
So, they actually got engaged a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so that's when it really went down and he surprised her. They were on their way to dinner and he pulled over in like Lee Summit, Missouri and was like, let's get a drink. And then he proposed and then they were like FaceTiming their families and everything like that. And his dad's like, when are you guys going to tell? He's like, Taylor will let me know when Taylor will say so.
Yeah.
So that whole picture thing, we all knew that, but that whole picture thing was in the garden of his Leawood mansion down in Kansas City.
Okay. Cause he had the flowers. The flowers cost $38,000.
Yeah, look at those flowers.
$38,000 in flowers. And so then now that her ring, it's, which I think her ring fits her. It's a little antique.
So pretty.
It belongs on her. It's not some gawky thing. But that ring, I heard $550,000. And then another person would say, no, it's $1 million.
So close to a million
there. It's in between those numbers. So
it's between, I mean, according to like, you know, people trying to check it out, it's between 7 and 10 carats, that diamond.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a old mine, brilliant cut diamond. It is
cool diamond.
Really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, he did a good job. He designed it. He did a good job. They're apparently looking at an $18 million mansion near his family back in Ohio.
Okay, so he's moving back
and
home.
I don't know. I mean, the place is unbelievable. It was built not that long ago, and then the family that lived there didn't live there for very long, but it's apparently got a music studio.
Okay, so now they're
she could record while she's there.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, it's nuts. I mean, I'm glad and I'm happy for them. It's funny because his dad was saying that he was asking when he was going to propose, because I think maybe he had showed the ring. And he said, Travis said he's waiting for a special moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of Peter in a lot of ways. And his dad said, that moment will be special when you get on that knee.
It's so true.
It is true. I mean, a lot of people, when I waited, I mean, I finally was just like, why am I waiting? What am I waiting for?
I know.
And every
well,
day
I think also it's just the fear of it. Like,
sure.
This is a defining moment of your life. You want to do it right. You know, like you're like, everybody's going to ask, how did you get engaged? Everybody's going to want to hear the story, you know, and you feel like you have to have some sort of story.
Yeah.
And you don't. Sure. I mean, you really don't. It's a private moment between two. Well, unless you decide to make it some sort of flash mob thing.
Yeah,
but for the most part, it's a private moment between two people.
Yes, it is.
Unless you're like asking on a billboard. Hey, there was some guy recently who asked his girlfriend or fiance to marry him by they went up in a plane and it had been it had been mowed into like a cornfield.
No, they what they did is they planted the seed. It's amazing. I wish I had a video of it, but they planted the seed and it grew like that. Yeah, that's what they said. They planted it like that. And it grew with the proposal around it. It wouldn't be hard to do, Molly.
Are you kidding me? You look at it from the sky. It looks pretty hard to do. It's not that hard to do. You got to plant the seeds. I mean, think about all of the energy that goes into that. All you did was drop a need. This guy had to like plot plan.
Yes. Yes.
And then wait for it to hit the right moment and then get a plane and take her up in it.
So did you see the reporter? This reporter here found out right away for the most part. Yeah, here it is right here.
Taylor Swift is engaged. Taylor Swift is engaged. Taylor Swift is engaged. This, come back to me. She just posted it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, it's huge. The ring is ginormous. This is so exciting. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's on her Instagram. It's on her Instagram. It's on her Instagram.
I love
oh my
the fact
God.
That,
oh my
like
God.
She's...
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I feel like Paul Revere right now. Like, this is a very exciting moment for me in my professional career because I get to announce that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. As you're talking to Joe Lang, our lovely producer, Gabby Ake, texted me and said, Taylor Swift's engaged, and you can see it right there on her social media. She put it up in that post that they got engaged with the caption, your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married, with a little dynamite sign there. So very exciting here that we get to break that and tell you about that.
She looks like she's in Washington. She's like, now back to ICE, bringing everyone in and putting them in alligator Alcatraz. But in other news, Taylor Swift.
I have never seen anyone get that excited over a celebrity wedding, you know, announcement or you know what I mean? Engagement announcement. I've never seen that before.
No, I but mean, also Taylor Swift
love,
is
love that stuff.
Taylor Swift's a unique individual. People have been rooting for her and following her career since she was young, you know? So it's not like we've only ever known her as this fully formed adult. We've been on this journey with her through,
forever,
you know, decades. And that's the thing, is that all of a sudden it's like, she found him. Like, we've all been rooting for her.
Yeah. And then I posted something on our Facebook page, you know, just saying congratulations. And that started a little bit of a weird fight.
What's the fight?
Somebody was like, what did they say? It's just, I'm looking for it right now. I don't know if it disappeared or whatever the case is, but all right. It says, why is that barf? Right.
Why is that barf?
Because somebody put a emoji of the green face.
Uh-huh.
And vomiting.
No, I know, but like, what do you mean? Why is that like?
That's what Sam wrote. Why is that barf?
Sam.
Yeah. That's, he's a fan of the show. He listens to the
show. No, that's fine. But like, Sam, let's be happy for her.
No, Sam. Is. I mean, Sam's asking this Lisa person, why is that barf?
Oh, okay.
Goes, they are happy. I'm like, and then she responded with, until the divorce and her new album.
Love's not real.
Sam was like, I prefer to stay positive, but you do you. So, yeah, I'm like, please don't let this get any worse. It's
supposed You're to be like, this is love. Escalating. We don't even know these people. I mean, that's the other thing is that, like, we're just all armchair observers. Like, it's not like we're her best friend.
Absolutely.
So I'm thinking that they were engaged when they were doing the podcast.
No, it happened after that day, after the podcast, he proposed to her that evening from what I'm understanding.
Okay, because that's the thing. I was kind of like, were they newly engaged when she did that? That's wild.
Yeah. Wow. So now it's just Taylor, 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 Travis, 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 I guess.
Wait till we start getting wedding plans and finding out, like, that is going to be bananas.
Screw Bezos and his wedding. They are calling it the wedding of the century. No, this is what that is.
This will be something amazing.
So I can't even fathom what is going to happen.
If he spent $38,000 on flowers just for the staging of the engagement, imagine what the actual wedding is going to be like.
Yeah, of course, Taylor is going to feel obligated to invite the world, all of her famous friends, right?
I don't know.
Or do they just do it personal, do it, like in front of 50 people and family?
I could see it being small.
Yeah, that's
I could see it not being like, I'm going to get married on the moon, there'll be photos. Who will get that? I mean, who's going to land that deal? Like, it's going to be a bidding war on who can get the exclusive photos for all of that.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I mean, I'm sure Vogue will be like, we're all over it.
All right. Are you ready for the word of the day?
Oh, no. I'm not.
Okay.
But I will be.
Hello there, my friends. It's time for another poop word of the day. Today, instead of saying you're going to go take a poop, just say you're going to go vacationing in ass waterfalls.
What?
I hear it's breathtaking.
That is the poop word of the day.
Do you actually employ any of these during the day?
No.
I mean, I ever say to Wylene, like, I'm going to use this word today? She's like, please don't.
Don't talk about pooping. We don't talk about that in our relationship.
You don't?
No, we never speak of it. We never speak of it.
You never say anything to her about, like, you should have seen that.
No. God, no.
Really?
No. I don't. We don't talk about it. I don't know why. Maybe we'll have a conversation tonight. I'll use the, what is it? Wylene, I'm going to go take a vacation at Asswater Falls.
She's like, don't come back. Make it a permanent stay. It's no longer a vacation. You talk like that again, you get to live there and never come home.
Never. Yeah, we don't talk about it. I don't know her.
Well, I can understand her not talking about it, but you talk about it.
I don't. Well, with you, I do.
That's
different.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's funny that that's the distinction. Like, you talk about it. I mean, it's not as if you don't. So why do you not talk about it with her?
I don't even talk about farting with her. We just don't have that conversation.
Has she ever listened to any of your work?
No, she's sleeping when I'm letting that stuff go.
No, I mean.
What do you mean?
You've been pretty open about it with the listening audience for decades. You've got a back catalog of a lot of stories when it comes to bathroom.
We don't talk about that. We just don't talk about it. I don't know why. I remember the first time I spit.
Right.
Spit. I know. I don't know why I spit. It was in a parking lot. I was walking. I just spit, and I don't spit. And she asked me, she goes, why did you do that? You never do that. And I can tell the look on her face was disgusted by my spitting. And so I've never done that since. That's what falls into that category of poop talk, which would be a great podcast.
Can't wait for the spinoff. Brock is going to be all over that one. Sure thing.
Welcome to poop talk.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So
you can have that show yourself.
All right. So what is this prevent? What is it?
Performative male.
What is that? What is that?
It's the new TikTok sensation.
Okay.
It is hysterical. So it is this curated public image that certain guys put. It's like all fronting in order to land a lady. So they do this thing where they make themselves look like super sensitive and vulnerable, but it's all kind of like not real.
It's an act.
Yeah. So you'll see them, they're wearing like wired headphones, drinking matcha lattes, reading like feminist literature, baggy jeans, usually carrying a tote bag and a skunk, like a comfy looking cardigan sweater. And then the idea is that they're like this good progressive guy. Like, I get it. Like, you know what? Being a woman's hard. Like, why don't we call it herstory instead of history? God. Like that kind of thing.
How cheesy is
but
that?
But it's all BS.
Okay.
Like they're like, there's this new, so it is, it's insane. So they've been writing about it all over the place. And then there's like in cities, like here in Chicago, Seattle, Sydney, all the stuff, there are these contests. Okay. And then it's like, and you remember last year when they were doing like the Timothée Chalamet lookalikes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Their contests for like who can pull off the best performative male. And so they're doing like all sorts of like it's like a joke. And so these guys show up and they're like, I have tampons if you need one.
God. Really? So they're just playing. They're not really working women like that.
I think that there are some guys that really mean it. I think there are guys that are like really sensitive and probably mean it. But I think that there are guys where they've realized that this is a nice little shiny lure to get girls in. They're like, usually the red flags are they're not like that in private.
Okay.
Like they're just putting on this show. Like whenever you're out with friends or out in public, they're like this. But like when you're just the two of you, he's back to being however he is. But I think it's so interesting because I was looking at pictures and they're like all these celebrities that dress like that. And they're like these guys and they're like, I mean, just, I want to be there for you. I'm a sensitive guy.
And that works.
I don't know. I mean, they're kind of calling the alarm now. Like girls are getting, like women are catching on to it. Okay. I mean, obviously enough for it to be like a joke. Performative male.
Okay.
It's a whole genre. So it's like, the idea is that if the performative male is doing it for show and is not genuine.
I like dudes like that. I guess why not? Right. They're dressed nicely. I'm looking at it right now. There's hundreds of people at San Francisco. There's a contest there. Right?
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. you were saying, and there's hundreds of people that are dressed like that. I like the look, but it wouldn't fit me. I mean?
No, if you started dressing like that, I don't even know what. Like, Peter doesn't dress like that either.
No.
But I had, like, I was trying to think of, like, a guy that, I don't know anybody that dresses like that.
I don't either.
But I was looking at, like, celebrity, pardon?
I don't either. I don't.
You know. I'm trying to think like if I, but I have seen them in the wild.
Okay.
Like when I read this, I was like, oh, I've seen that. Like, you know, when I was taking classes at DePaul University, like I definitely saw people like this. We were like, what is going on? But I didn't think anything of it. I didn't realize it was like an entire flock of individuals. Like I didn't realize that it was a whole posse of them.
Yeah.
I thought it was a one-off.
It's weird. I'll tell you that right now.
I mean, the look is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I like the look. It looks like really cozy.
You know, they're just clowning it. Like some guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just. But the headphones and yeah, I can't understand really that look.
It's not for you.
No.
It's not for you. I think there was a time when I would have been like intrigued. Like if a guy like that loitered up to me at a coffee shop, I would have been like, interesting.
Yeah.
What are you all about? What makes you tick?
Yeah, it's a coffee shop look.
It's a total coffee shop look.
If I had to describe
That's not a Friday night at the club. That's not, I mean, this is a guy who's like, I don't do that. Like, let's stay home and watch The Notebook. Like, that's exactly. That guy.
With a book.
Right.
Yeah, in hand. All right, it's time for What the Wylene. Have you ever wanted to be a mermaid?
No, but there are a lot of people that do.
Yes, there is. This one's doing it wrong.
All I've ever wanted to be is a mermaid.
You're not in that, right?
All right. I think I'm just gonna go for it.
She has a little neck.
your hand in your eye.
I told you you're not in that, right?
Didn't die.
Wow. There you go. What the Y-Lane?
Mermaid fail.
Mermaid fail all day long. Mermaid the fail. But yeah, there you go. What the Y-Lane?
People have knitted mermaid things too. My daughter had one.
We have a mermaid outfit somewhere too.
Well, this was like a blanket.
Snuggy. Yeah, it's like this is like a snuggy mermaid.
Uh-huh.
It's funny, I was just going through a bunch of photos and deleting, and I ran across several photos of us wearing mermaid outfits at parties.
You were also wearing a mermaid outfit? Talk about a performative male. I'm so comfortable in my masculinity, I'll even dress like a mermaid. I'm approachable. I'm reading The Bell Jar, by the way. And just in case you're wondering, the struggle as a female is unbelievable. You guys are so strong and brave every day.
Every day.
Like, that is very highly suspect.
I'll have to share that photo. Yeah, it's like a Snuggie type thing. I don't know where we got. I don't even know where it's at, but it's got to be somewhere. But, yeah, it's funny that we're talking about mermaids. Hey, by the way, we have it nailed down, just so you guys know. Rebecca Rosen, she's going to be back on the show on September 23rd. Okay?
Yes.
Or 24th, better yet.
I thought it was 25th.
It's September. We'll be recording on the 23rd, basically for the 24th.
Got it.
So, yeah. So what you need to do is go to BPS Crasher. We're already getting emails. If you want to speak, she's going to be doing readings of you guys.
Yes.
Up there. So we'll pick a good chunk of people to get free readings from her, of course. Just give us your name, your contact information, who you want to, you know, possibly reach out to. Again, that's bpscrasher@gmail.com. I slept so well after we had her on. If you guys haven't tuned into the last episode, she was on the
show. I've gotten so many messages from people who have listened, that are like, her voice. I know. I was like, that's the hardest thing when we have interviews or chats with her. Her voice just lowers my blood pressure.
Yeah.
That it's like, I have to make myself focus, because just listening to her is like being in a Zen tank.
Yeah.
Whenever she starts talking, I'm like, got to focus.
Yeah. And then I sleep so well the next day. I just don't know what it is. It's always been like that with her. Then I had guy friends, you know, because they watched on the Heard at One Network, you know, the Big Party Show, that were texting me saying she's hot.
Not performative male. They are not performative males. Objectifying? I would never.
No, come on.
As a male, I am so sorry that other males did that.
Yeah, exactly. But so there you go. It's going to be we'll just send us the email, and then we'll pick one of you guys, and then we'll figure it out from there, and we'll get you guys on. Sweet Wylene is pretty pumped to be a part of that podcast. So
I know she's going to help us. I love that.
Yeah.
She's going to be our little switchboard operator.
That's right. All right. So do we want to roll into Fun Factory? What are you thinking here?
Let's give some love to Heartwood Park.
Oh, yes. People, get out there. It's Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend. They got Friday Night Bites going on with Hector Anchondo. He's a legend. That's a blues legend right there. They have food trucks out there and an alcohol truck. You know, they have free stuff.
This Saturday is a movie, The Wild Robot. Movies usually start at like sunset, so like 9 o'clock. But that's great for the family. There's bouncy house. There's all sorts of free games and stuff to play.
That bounce house is massive.
It's huge.
I don't think I've ever seen one that big before.
It's like a castle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, it's so large. So if you want to learn more and like check out upcoming events, you can go to heartwoodomaha.com/events. But just check out their website and just give them a check. I mean, like, it's such a neat outdoor activity. I mean, they're always doing something cool out there.
Yeah, and Sunday is Pups in the Park, and basically it's going to be a agility thing. You know, so you can take your pups out there and have them run courses. Have you ever seen that before? I've watched it before live.
I bet your dogs have never seen that.
How dare you?
They're going to go and be like, where are the eggs? What are those other dogs doing? It's called exercise. Well, you can say the word walk in front of your dog and get no response. You're like, I can. Yeah. They've never gone on one. Yes. They have no idea what it is.
Hey, we need some no dumb questions too for Monday's show. So send us some no dumb some questions.
Yes, please. If you
could. Yes, and it's Motivational Monday as well. All right, we're going to roll into the Fun Factory. Have you
Excellent.
Heard of the last drink challenge?
Uh-uh.
All right, here it is right here. I totally want you to do this.
My name is Lisa, and this is my first drink of wine this evening.
My name is Lisa, as well as
Basically, it's the first and last drink challenge. Oh, my God. Please do that.
I don't want to embarrass myself.
Please do that.
We'll try.
Okay. All right.
That does sound like, I mean, I've got kids, though. They're going to be like, what? I'm like, this is after you go to bed.
All right. So what's your favorite all-time chocolate bar?
Okay, my favorite candy bar of all time is...
All of them are your favorite. Stop playing, girl, with that chocolate crust on your lip, DK. Oh, my favorite candy bar is they're all of them. Clearly, they're all of them. Birthday.
Not a performative male.
Not at all.
He didn't get the memo.
Not at all. All right, now she's back with another new product for you, Molly.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey. If you're tired of being always shit a brick, that okay. I'm with being having contemplation sensation too. But now we're using poo so soft. If you Stop. Pour it like pebble, I'm gonna take you to the next level. Poo so soft helping your butt making the soft serve you deserve. That right? Poo so soft helping you making toilet treat you cannot be and eat. Just a little bit make you chit. Life already being so hard, but your poo not having to. No more pooping stone on your porcelain throne. Poo so soft. Make the soft syrup you deserve.
I mean, I can't even be upset because, like, the words that she put together, I mean, like, she had a script. That was, wow. Oh,
that's poo so soft. Are you
should get that for Wylene, kind of spur the conversation. Okay. Bring that into your relationship. Bring that forward. Since you haven't had a poop talk with your wife,
we have not had a poop
this could
talk.
Be a way that you could be like, hey, I got you something.
All right. We got some fun facts right here. Oops.
This is the yellow one good?
No, I don't like that flavor.
Flavor?
Yeah.
You taste with your cooch?
Yeah. You we learned like that in health class.
Lime?
Lime's not my favorite either.
We only have lime or... You can taste these?
Yeah, you don't believe... Try it!
Is it gonna hurt? Can I do that?
Yeah, just lick it.
The tampon.
What an idiot.
I can just lick it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It kind of does. This is lime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that does taste like lime.
What an idiot is that guy?
Such an idiot.
Would you dump him?
Yes.
She told him that she has taste buds in her.
The guy obviously doesn't know female anatomy, so that is already strike one. The fact that he doesn't understand how the system works, you're like, this is going to be a problem. You don't get how it works downstairs. You don't get to go. You need to prove that you understand how basements work before I let you down.
Into the basement?
Into the basement.
Don't refer to that.
I'd like to see your basement. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Couple questions first. Do you know how plumbing works?
All right. Here is fun facts. Right here are some fun facts for you, Molly.
I was in learning disability class, and fun fact is if you're learning disabled, they can't fail you. And you get to go to college for free. So I know a lot of you guys are thinking exactly what I was when I found out. Oh, that's why that person's my boss.
Oh.
That's all I got.
That's a good one. That's a good one to end on.
Yeah, yeah. That was not the.
Thank you so much for doing that. This is like seriously one of the favorite, like one of my favorite parts of the week is like finding out what you've got tapped for us.
Yeah, I got I got some.
Your algorithm is just an absolute weird majesty.
Yeah, and real quick again, if you want to get this shirt, I'm showing it right now, the Employee of the Month shirt, go to bigpartyshow.com, and there's a merch thing right there. And yeah, there you go. And also, I'll get these videos on that site as well. But yeah, thanks everybody for tuning in. We're going to get out of here. Have a safe weekend. It's Labor Day weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And we'll see you guys Monday. Have a safe day, weekend, and do yourself good.